The September 11 attacks forced science fiction writer William Gibson to reconsider his art. Gibson is the author who coined the term cyberspace. When the attacks occurred, he was in the middle of writing a novel called Pattern Recognition, and he told Tom Vitale how that book changed after the attacks.
The device that sets pattern recognition in motion is the random appearance on the internet of scenes from a digital movie by an unknown filmmaker. The clips have attracted an international cult of self-described footage heads who deconstruct and debate the meaning of the fragments in online chat rooms. William Gibson says the idea for the novel grew out of a magazine article he wrote called The Garage Kubrick.
I was wondering at what point digital technology would make it possible for a kid to go into the garage or into the basement for however long it would take and produce a feature film completely independently with no help, no actors, no studio, to Hollywood or, you know, Kubrickian production standards.
In Gibson's novel, the hero is on a quest to find the anonymous filmmaker. Case Pollard is a cool hunter, a consultant who identifies fashion trends for marketers. The story opens with her arrival in London to meet with an advertising executive who wants to market the mysterious internet footage.
5 hours New York jet lag and Case Pollard wakes in Camden Town to the dire and ever-circling wolves of disrupted circadian rhythm. It is that flat and spectral non-hour awash in limbic tides, brainstem stirring fitfully, flashing inappropriate reptilian demands for sex, food, sedation, all of the above, and none really an option now.
Pattern Recognition is William Gibson's seventh novel, following two futuristic trilogies. It's his first book that's set in the present.
There's no computer-brain interface. There are no cowboy hackers as there were in Neuromancer. It's very present day. Everything is highly realistic, highly detailed.
Michael Berry reviewed Pattern Recognition for the San Francisco Chronicle. He says it's Gibson's best novel in 15 years, a story of surprise, suspense, and realism.
In some ways, it's a critique of science fiction itself, that what September 11th kind of showed us is that things can happen so quickly, things can change so quickly, that this kind of world-building that science fiction takes for granted just at the moment doesn't seem as possible anymore.
Gibson infuses Pattern Recognition with the uncertainty and volatility of a post-September 11th America. The novel takes place in the summer of 2002. The hero lives in New York City. Her father, who works for the CIA, disappeared on September 11th, and she is haunted by her own memories of the attack.
And what she will retain is that the exploding fuel burns with a tinge of green that she will never hear or see described. Case and the German designer will watch the towers burn and eventually fall, and though she will know she must have seen people jumping, falling, there will be no memory of it. It will be like watching one of her own dreams on television, some vast and deeply personal insult to the ordinary notion of interiority. An experience outside of culture.
William Gibson says on September 11th, he was at home in Vancouver, where he had completed 100 pages of his novel.
About 3 weeks after September 11th, I finally sat down at my computer and I opened the manuscript file that was titled Pattern Recognition, but was headed for being a very different book, and I saw that my protagonist lived in a world that no longer existed. It was like Borges' Garden of Forking Paths. The world I'd dreamed for this woman was no longer there.
Gibson decided to rewrite the story and to reimagine what would have happened to his characters in the wake of September 11th. He says he had to keep updating his manuscript.
For instance, I removed my initial version, when she gets to London, London is filled with soldiers. You're constantly seeing troops. That wasn't happening, so I took them out. It's happening now, but it wasn't happening then. There was a kind of irony there because I'm used to dealing with 30 years in the future, and a few months proved to be infinitely more challenging.
Gibson says, like all of his novels, Pattern Recognition is also about the unintended effects of new technology.
The world changes one way or another because of the emergence of new technologies. If this is true, then we live in a world that is out of control in a way that most of us probably don't appreciate, because new technologies aren't legislated into existence. I suspect that if the government had known what the internet would become, they wouldn't have let it.
Another of his themes, says Gibson, is that with exponential change comes exponential loss. As the jet-lagged hero of his new novel tracks the source of the internet footage from New York to Tokyo, Moscow, and London, a sense of elegy permeates her story.
She knows now, absolutely, hearing the white noise that is London, that Damien's theory of jet lag is correct, that her mortal soul is leagues behind her, being reeled in on some ghostly umbilical down the vanished wake of the plane that brought her here, hundreds of thousands of feet above the Atlantic. Souls can't move that quickly and are left behind, and must be awaited upon arrival like lost luggage.
William Gibson says he has a terrible fear of being didactic. He says his latest novel, Pattern Recognition, offers no answers. He hopes it raises questions. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Montagne.